I believe that you are my Father, and that you reward our faith. I believe your promises are true, and what you say is what Israel journeyed through the wilderness. It seems to me they didn't recognize that every promise that God spoke to them was conditional upon their faith to believe. And I believe that you are my Father, and that you reward our faith. I believe your promises are true, and what you say is what wondered why they complained so. And then one day I saw it as clear as could be. The problem wasn't their lack of obedience. It was simply the lack of faith to step on out. And I believe that you are my Father, and that you reward our faith. I believe that your promises are true, and what you say is what you will do. I can almost hear them all crying out, Lord, help us like you did at the Red Sea. We don't want to be responsible at all. We're fearful of any kind of mature promise. Not even Moses was allowed to enter Canaan. God was only interested in one thing for them, that they would believe and obey what he said. They would only believe and obey what he said. I believe that you are my Father, and that you reward our faith. I believe that your promises are true, and what you say is what you do. I believe that your promises are true, and what you say is what